From Jefferson Public Radio, I'm Eric Thiel. Welcome to another live session. Joining me today in the JPR studios, back after quite an absence, 3.5 years, we did the math. Wow. It's the Shook Twins, Lori and Caitlin Shook. Hello.
Hello.
Welcome back.
It's been that long? Jeez. Wow.
It has. I mean, you guys were here a couple of times in rapid succession, and then it's been a while because you guys have been busy. There's quite a bit to talk about. We'll get to that. First of all, though, it's not just you guys. It is a bona fide five-piece band.
Oh, yeah.
Who have you brought in with you this time?
We have Mr. Barra Brown on the drums slash shaker today in this scenario. And Nico Slice on the electric guitar and mandolin today. And he plays bass as well. And Josh Simon on the bass and guitar. And guitar.
If you spend any time looking for photos of the two of you online, at some point you're going to come across a photo of the egg.
Yes.
And I don't see it in the studio today. Is it still with you?
Oh, yes. Of course.
It still exists.
It still exists.
If you can shrink that story down a little bit, you've not told the story for us of where that egg came from and the importance behind it. Mm. It is, for anybody who hasn't seen a photo, it is a 2-foot-tall giant egg that is filled with popcorn kernels.
Yes. But or hopes and dreams.
But where did it come from?
It was birthed out of a performance art piece, a sort of flash mob dance with 30 people dressed as chefs, all holding golden eggs. And then
In Seattle,
yeah. And led by this amazing woman named Lucia Nire. And so there's 30 eggs out there that got passed out to the audience. And so each egg has its own journey. Mine passed through a hipster Mad Hatter on Capitol Hill, 4 college students, a military guy, a bunch of other people that signed it. And now it's with me.
And you guys have had it for the better part of 10 years at this point, right?
No, maybe. 7 years. Yeah, wow. Yes.
Has better part of 10 years.
Has it crossed paths with any of the other eggs?
No.
Never?
No.
Really?
I would love to know another egg path.
Yeah. Shook Twins are my guests today live on Jefferson Public Radio. They have a new EP out. It is called simply 2. Very creative title. But it means something. It is just the two of you
in
a studio.
Yeah, it's just us.
What got you guys thinking that you wanted to just sit down and pare things back to just the two of you in a room again?
It was actually our manager's idea. He wanted us to try something different and have, just because we've spent a long time since we put anything out, and for our fans, they've been getting a little hungry, and we've been slowly working on this new full band record, and we wanted to just buy some time. He's like, why don't you just go in the studio, do a couple old ones, a new one, maybe a cover, and we did it, and it was so fun. We just took 2 days in a rad little kind of living room style studio in Portland.
With Mike Kirkendall.
Mm-hmm, and we did it all to tape. And it's all basically live. We overdubbed a couple things, but it was a really cool project to work on.
It's kind of strange that we've never done anything like that either, just the two of us. We always, on all of our records, we always have all the homies and
at least somebody
put on their input on it.
Well, the EP has turned out beautiful. One of the songs that struck me on first listening was Safe. I was wondering if you guys might be able to do that for us.
Yes, we can.
Indeed.
It's the Shook Twins, live on Jefferson Public Radio.
Change shape. And all I want, all I been trying hard to make it feel right, but it's not right, cause there's nothing moving. Tell me how it's different than it was then. We were sure then, now we're moving backwards. All of this is broken cause of nothing. We were strong and now you're hesitating. I can't let things go. Go.
That is the song called Safe. It's from the new EP 2. Shook Twins are live today on Jefferson Public Radio, along with Nico, Barra, and Josh helping them out today. One of the songs that appears on this EP is a song that I was familiar with before, which is Shake, which talks about the Cascadia subduction zone. Not a lot of songs out there in the canon to talk about.
It's our geography genre.
It's our Pacific Northwest story,
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Now, did you guys read the big expose that was in the New Yorker on that, or had you just come across that giant issue?
It was my man actually that has been really updated on that. I knew about the New York thing, but I think we wrote it before the New York Times story.
New Yorker. Yeah.
He's just really influenced by that, and it was weighing heavy on his mind, so obviously weighing on my mind. And I don't know, just got a vision of what it would be like. It's kind of just the post-apocalyptic scene of a huge earthquake that may or may not come in our lifetime and wreck everything. Yeah.
Have you considered relocating from Portland?
Actually, yeah.
Yeah, Portland's not exactly long for this world if that thing ever happens.
I know.
So, yeah.
It's terrifying.
You guys have been there now, Portland, for, more than a decade now?
Nine years.
9 years.
Yeah, this winter is 9 years.
It's going to be nine?
Yeah, pretty sure.
No, it's going to be eight.
Oh, yeah.
How much time do you actually get to spend there?
About half the year.
Yeah. As you guys have been busy, one of the shows that happened in this last year was kind of a big one, Red Rocks.
Yeah.
Which a great, great bill. It was Gregory Alan Isaacoff, Ani DeFranco, and you guys.
I know.
Not bad. How'd the show go?
It was so wonderful.
It was probably the most perfect it could go.
Yeah.
It was the best night of our lives, for sure.
Really?
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, wow.
Yeah, we played a great show. It was awesome.
Yeah.
Not only is there an EP, there is also a full band record due out relatively soon.
Yeah.
You did a Kickstarter, not to make the album, right? But
right.
To sort of package it and put it out into the world.
Yeah.
Sort of a backwards Kickstarter.
Like, yeah.
We've already got this thing.
Yeah. Now we need help.
Well, it was actually to pay off the credit card debt, basically.
I've taken
the
record.
We did need it to make the album as well.
It was just fake money the whole time.
Yeah.
Well, I'm guessing that the full band record is actually more representative of what you guys have been doing out on tour over the last couple of years.
Yeah, exactly.
Right. So some of the songs on it are not from the EP, but they are from your full band set.
Mm-hmm. But actually, Safe is going to be on the full-length album as well. So.
How much different is it?
It's pretty different. It's got drums and bass and electric guitar, so it's a lot more vibey and has more overdubbing and a little more production, obviously.
But. Cool.
We love the band version, too.
Yeah.
Well, I would love to hear Shake.
All right.
Will you do that one for us?
Yes,
we
can.
It's the Shook Twins live today on Jefferson Public Radio.
The sun.
But they held on tight, and a few survived, and they light their fires on the cold night. But the earth is still trying to shake them down.
That is called Shake. It's the Shook Twins live on Jefferson Public Radio. Their new EP is called Two. The full-length album due out. Do we know exactly when it's due out?
Spring. That's all I can say now.
Is called what?
Some Good Lives.
And where'd you make it?
In Portland.
At the not the same living room that you did the EP,
no,
right?
No. This one was at Hallowed Halls recording studio. It's a cool old brick building. It used to be like a library and then many other things. It's just beautiful old windows, and we got to play all the songs together live, separated in different rooms so for editing purposes, but that has the full live feel that we get when we play all together, which is really a really amazing thing that I like a lot.
You guys mentioned online as part of this Kickstarter campaign the line, it's been a real stormy couple years.
Mm-hmm.
Now, from our side of the fence, right, you guys have been doing bigger shows, bigger venues, played Red Rocks, you've been on some of the national radio programs. What was behind that statement?
Good question. Just the more we tour, the harder it is to stay afloat, and the harder it is to keep everybody, you know, it's just hard to be on the road that much, financially and mentally and physically. Our bodies hurt, and just the trials of being a band at this level, this day and age, with, you know, Spotify out there, which we love Spotify. It's how I find all new music, but it's just, we started saying, if you love Spotify, you have to love Kickstarter.
Everything's changing so much. And
you have a list of partners on your website, which I find interesting. Commercial partners like Brew Dr. Kombucha, Pro Bar, and Inkasi. How did that come about, and how do those partners play into what you guys do as artists?
They reached out to us, I think, pretty much all of them.
Yeah, they just hook us up with awesome cases of Brew Dr. Kombucha, which is our favorite. It's really great. And then we actually met the CEO to Pro Bar in a hot springs in southern Idaho.
Years and years ago.
Yeah. We became friends with him, and he just helps us out whenever we can. We played a private show for their office one time, and they hook us up with Pro Bars all the time. It's great.
And Inkasi helped actually make what we do into a vinyl. They spotted us some money for that, so they're super helpful. Yeah, it's awesome to have sponsors, and we feel very rich in sponsorships. We've gotten several that we're just like flabbergasted by, and it's a really big help.
I saw a photo, looked like there's a white Sprinter van in your world. Tell me about the school bus.
Oh yeah, last time we were here,
right?
We had the bus.
You had the custom pimped out school bus.
It still exists. The former bass player now lives in it, so.
It was always his.
Yeah, so. It was always his. It's his house. Yeah.
Where is it?
Where is it? It's in Sandpoint, Idaho.
Really? Yeah. Oh, so it's back home.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ski bumming.
It's great to see you guys again.
Yeah, good to see you too.
It's been too long. The Shook Twins are my guests live here on Jefferson Public Radio. Caitlin and Lori Shook, along with Nico Barra and Josh. The new EP just out is called 2. Information on it and the forthcoming full band album, Some Good Lives, at shooktwins.com. You've got one more for us today, yeah?
Yeah.
What do you want to wrap up with?
Toll Free.
Yeah, this one's on the duo album as well, and an older song of ours. And just about traveling around on tour, living out of a van with your good friends.
Something
story of our
lives. You guys know a lot about.
Still applies.
It's the Shook Twins live on Jefferson Public Radio.
So go on.
That one's called Toll Free here on Jefferson Public Radio. That one is from the new EP called Two. It's Caitlin and Lori Shook along with Nico Berra and Josh. Guys, thanks again for coming by. It's nice to see you again.
Thank you.
Good to see you too.